Hello, welcome to Bagel Tech Mac, the yearly show from the Bagel Tech Network, which deals with all things Mac, because why bother doing it any more than that? There's no point. And I've already been derided before we've even started about my introduction, so stuff it. The usually awful panel are with me again. Top left, though, Don McAllister. Not awful. How you doing, mate?
I know, I was going to say, how to win friends and influence people,
that is. Oh, mate. You.
I know, you're only kidding. I know.
How's life in Upload Land? I mean, Liverpool.
Upload Land. Well, I've got my upload bandwidth sorted out now, so it's nice and speedy.
You are. You're all glossy, mate.
And I can
see the reflection in your glasses, and it's brilliant.
I have to sort these glasses out for next year. These are my computer glasses, so the bottle ends.
You really want a set of Dennis Taylor's, mate, so they're halfway up your forehead. That's the type.
Yeah, I could do, I suppose. Ooh, look at the reflection on those now. But yeah, it's a bit of a change from last week when I was sort of all static and stuttery, but all working fine now.
I could barely tell the colour of shirt you were wearing, mate, so don't worry.
I know, yeah. But just getting over a cold. I had a nice cold all week, but I'm just on the tail end of it now, so I should be fine for Christmas.
Excellent. Cheers, mate. Next to him, making a welcome return, and it's been only 2 weeks since he was last here. Very welcome back, Mr. Andy Anatko.
Actually, could I have that like as our regular like introduction, like our usual horrible panel that doesn't say anything interesting? Because that's finally a build up that I can live up to.
I love your background screen, mate. Rosemary Clooney and the girl with the skinny legs that you fancied, but you didn't know the name of.
That would be Vera Ellen.
Thank you. But she, no, because we, I make
sisters.
Absolutely, totally, utterly devoted sisters. No, because I make Ellis sit down and watch White Christmas every year, and he hates me for it because I want to look at her, but I don't know, and I've never known her name. Superb. Great. It is the film of Christmas.
I couldn't agree more. I love White Christmas.
We shall sing it at the end, mate, together, you and me. Down below him, Carl Swagger. Hello, mate. Mr. 3-hour commute through the Manila traffic.
In Christmas time, yeah, you ain't kidding. Yeah,
well done,
2 hours and 50 minutes, actually, is what it took.
You've got a really good studio. Why don't they let you do it from home?
Oh, I usually do it from home. On Fridays is an exception. I have to go in and put stuff together and, you know, the icing on the cake, as they say.
All right, jolly good, jolly good. Yeah. Next to him, Mr. Green. How's it going, brother?
Hello, sir. Oh, pretty good.
Right.
I spent my day Christmas shopping. All done. All presents bought.
You didn't spend it near the razor, that's for sure.
It's my new haggard look.
I thought you were going to say designer look, but no, you're probably closer.
Yeah, the haggard look.
Did you see the new version of Stick Cricket that's out this morning?
I didn't. I saw your tweet, so I'm looking forward to your pick of the week.
I've got absolutely sod all done today, thanks to them buggers. So
is it
sent me a promo code. Sorry?
Is it an update or is it a totally new
game? No, it's a new game with a bowling machine, and I got the promo code through this morning. They sent to me, and I've sat and played with it all morning. I've got half as much done as I should have done. Bloody awful. And last but by no means least, smack in the middle, Dr. Appymac on line 5. How are you going, pal?
Good. Yes. Obviously, the best Christmas movie of all time is the one that was never made, which is The Night the Reindeer Died.
That would be your phone, mate, with work.
No, it's not my phone.
Oh, right. Okay.
It's my phone. But
it's Don. We might have known.
Hi, Don. Yes, I'd like that bundle deal.
Oh, yeah, I can still hear you.
The best film of all time that never got made, Andrew, was...
The Night the Reindeer Died, the Santa movie from at the beginning of Scrooged, which was the last decent thing Bill Murray cranked out, apart from the underwater one.
No arguments here.
Yeah, what's he talking about, they're saying? What's he talking about?
The year in Mac, there's no news, so there's no point in really pretending, is there? So I thought we could do a quiz. How do you fancy a quiz, fellas? And what we could do is when we get a question, if it prompts a conversation, we can have a conversation as well. And at the end, I'll give a prize to someone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yay! Yeah. Something free, cool.
Something free. And we've also got the rest of the rummaging Santa's sack. We've got two of them out. And my son's bingo calling machine here, which he's proud of, but I'm not, has got all the entrants in it, and we're going to pick another couple of winners as we go through the show. And then the big show tonight, we're going to give away a camera and a few more licenses. So there we go. What I thought we'll do is, if you guys pick a question between 1 and 20, I've got a whole series of questions that Alex has helped me with, Alex Fox, and we'll ask the question and see if you get it right or not. There's some easy ones, and there's some doozies as well, so... I'll have a good laugh at Will, because Will keeps up with the news, doesn't he?
Days.
Don, you're going to start us off. Pick a number between 1 and 20, mate.
17.
17. And the My question age. Is, in December 2011, you've picked a doozy to start with, mate. Here we go. Apple announced a milestone in Mac App Store downloads. What was the number of downloads that's been surpassed?
In the Mac App Store?
In December 2011.
Was it a billion?
No, mad luck, mate. Anyone else? Bonus point.
10 million?
No, it was 100 million. No points for anyone.
Shucks. You didn't give the rest of us a chance.
Oh, no, I said anyone else. That means just dive in. No. Doesn't mean wait to be asked.
No, we got to buzz it. There's no buzzer.
Oh, yeah. Just make a noise.
Oh, I can do that.
Oh, dude. Oh. Andy's going to get them all right now because he's brought the sleigh bells.
Get locked up, but yeah, exactly.
Dude, have you got a sleigh that goes with those?
I'm a freelance journalist. I don't have a reliable car. It's easier just to keep animals. I can pull a small cart in the garage.
I didn't ask the name of your reindeer.
Eleanor.
Of course. Of course. No, it was 100 million. Mac App Store's been good from this year, no? 100 million downloads, some of them at 30 quid a pop.
Yeah, not too bad, eh?
And we've had, of course, we've had the Final Cut Pros coming through there. Aperture's been in there, and now Logic's been in there. So, I mean, it's definitely the way forward for them, isn't it? Do you see another boxed piece of Apple software?
Especially with Lion as well, because Lion came through the App Store as well. So,
of course.
Yeah, I think most distribution now, if not all distribution now, will have to come through the App Store. I think that will be mandated by Apple.
Steve has decreed the box is dead. Say again?
No, the box is 55 inches.
55 inches with a TV. Oh, here we go. That's why I didn't want to do news, because it all is these bloody rumours about the bloody telly.
Well, there'll be no machines next year with digital drives. You know, you won't be able to put a CD or a DVD in a machine next year because none of them will have them. So it's all got to come through the App Store.
Is all opticals gone?
Well, I would think next year they're probably going to make a push for it.
Is that your prediction, Don, for the next year?
Possibly.
Have we got a month?
No.
No, come on. You can get $20 here.
Pros come out, you know, it really wouldn't surprise me if they didn't have an optical drive in them.
That'd be $100, mate, if you bet with all of us.
Yeah, I'm not a betting.
Andy, do you think optical drives are going to disappear next year?
Eventually, yes, but next year, no.
No, so it's going to be another year, 13.
2013, I don't think by 2013.
No, we won't be alive then.
Okay, thanks to the Mayans. when are we losing them then, Andy? What's your date prediction?
I would, in the Mac line, that'd be the early outlier. I would say, I'd have to say 2014. 2013 still looks like soon enough that there will be those people. You realize that there are people who are still running 10.4. And there's still people who actually do think of a computer as something that you take some sort of flat object and you stick it inside some sort of slot to make it go. Mm. So the difference between having that available on all things in the product line and having it available in no thing in the product line, I think that's a pretty big leap. So I would be surprised for it before 2014.
Oh, Cyber Paul in the chat room saying $20 on that. He reckons next year he's with Don.
I'm going to say, I'm with Don. If you look at it historically, I mean, the iMac getting rid of... Oh, you can still hear me, but I can't hear you.
No, we can hear you, unfortunately.
Oh.
What's... Hello?
I'm back.
Hello?
I'm back.
Hello? Hello?
I've got my headphones. Have got a removable thingy, and the cat just jumped down and took it with her. Anyway, yeah.
Only you, Will. Thank you, mate.
They got rid of the floppy drive in a shock move, didn't they, when they released the iMac?
Yeah,
and
I think it just goes.
And it probably, a couple of years... before the mainstream did, so I think it'll be exactly the same with the next version of the Mac, whatever it is.
Excellent. Okay.
I had a dream about Apple computers.
And can we say it's a clean podcast? Do bear in mind.
I was at this Apple conference, and it was they said, "Oh, we're going to release the brand new Mac. Nothing you've never seen anything like it before," and they didn't, and that was the end of the dream.
Oh no, that's real frustration right there, dude.
It was a bit of
why do you show me this computer, oh spirit, if I can't buy it?
I know. It was a bit of a disappointment.
Tell me this release date can be expunged.
We've all got to wake up. It was an amazing venue as well. There was tons of people there.
Are you going to have one of the Max of the present tonight, and then Max of the past?
Max of the future tomorrow
night.
I wear the scuzzy chain I wore in life. I forged it link by link and Terminator by Terminator. Yours had three conflicting devices 7 years ago. It must be a very crashy scuzzy bus by now.
That's very good,
is
mate.
Is that Birmingham English? Sure.
Well, it's Andy and Natko in Boston, mate. It's a superb English accent. It's better than yours.
Probably.
the only time I would ever have the guts to like do an English accent is as long as I can channel Jason Statham.
Jason Statham. Absolutely.
We need to assemble a team of real villains.
Mate, there is a life over here waiting for you in theatre, I'm sure of it.
So I wouldn't be immediately kicked out as an illegal immigrant. I could just sort of...
Perfect. You blend in, mate. If you can order a pint of beer and speak like that, you're in.
Excellent. I will file that away for when I get into real trouble.
I'd like a pint of beer, please.
It's the panto season. You could do like a tech panto, you know.
All you got to do is slap your thigh and you're in.
Yeah, that's a good idea for next year. Will a tech panto?
We'll do a tech panto for next year. Will, you're on with writing it, mate.
Can I be the dame?
I had already penciled you in for that role. It has to be said. So
I don't think I'd want to fight you over that. No.
I think maybe we can get George Takei because I know that he's done panto before.
Well, he'd do it. I reckon
like,
he'd do it.
Like, I understand that you need to get like one like sort of B-list or C-list celebrity to sort of like you know. People in. thank you for taking Pamela Anderson off our hands, by the way, because boy, we were getting so tired of her.
Yeah. would Will be Twiddo Wanky? There's a thought.
Wait till you see his costume, boy.
Andy, your question. Pick a number.
Eight.
Number eight. This year, Apple opened its most expensive store. Where was it?
Beijing.
No. Anyone else?
Grand Central Station.
Oh, bonus point for Andrew. Grand Central Station, yeah.
Really?
It's still the most expensive that they've got, but it's cheaper than the rest of the stores there, apparently. Well, I didn't write these questions, so if they're wrong...
Sorry. It's more expensive, but still cheaper?
No. Well, it's still cheaper than the other stores in Grand Central.
Oh, okay.
I mean, they're paying like $60 a foot, and I think the other stores are playing something stupid, like $200 a foot, or...
Got it. No, that makes sense. I was thinking in terms of actually building something.
No,
I thought that invisible tube that they built for Beijing must be. Well, that can't be cheap.
No, true. I suppose. No. These questions could be utter rubbish as well. By the way, I didn't write all of them.
Well, you know, but you're not having your point.
There's
back.
Already kind of my a scandal point. Going on because apparently some state senators saying, "Wait a minute, why is Apple paying far less per square foot for Grand Central space than anybody else there?"
Yeah.
And being New York, like Albany politics, it's more like, let's see which of our legislatures recently bought a large boat.
A Ferrari or something, yeah, absolutely. Have you been there yet, Andy? Because, you've done a bit of TV in New York, so... You always get the train, don't you?
Yep, exactly. But I haven't been there yet.
Cool.
There are times when you have to remind yourself that it's a company that's opening a store.
It's all,
how newsworthy is this? It's not even like the Fifth Avenue store where it's a beautiful thing that they built and that's a new thing for people to gawk at. It's a railway station that now has free Wi-Fi if you go upstairs and make your way past the winos.
But dude, I mean, every week we scratch around for news. It's really friggin' important. How dare you?
Do the responsible thing for any tech journalist. Just make something up.
I'm sorry, you're confusing me with a tech journalist. Right.
Listen, all you got to do is cite some like component manufacturer in Shenzhen, and you're off and running. Say, well, I have a source that says that they recently signed a contract for 1.2 million components involved in near-field communications. And given that this supplier is closely associated with Apple, I think that's a pretty locked rumor that the iPhone 5 will include NFC.
So are you saying that in your inside sources are all made up?
Some of them are, some of them aren't. That's how I keep it fresh.
Do I need to edit that bit? Sorry, dude. Kyle, your question, pick a number.
14.
14. What was the name of the first viable Mac threat this year?
What was the name of the what?
The first viable, in inverted commas, viable Mac threat.
Oh, well, that would have to be the malware that for the site that they went and told you to.
Yeah,
it was like a fake update, and Apple didn't issue it, and somebody else.
This isn't fair because Kyle's sitting stumbling over. He knows the right answer, but he can't get the name, and you guys are frigging Googling it.
No, we're not.
I'm watching your faces.
I'm twittering. Ooh, boy, what a great sandwich I just... Oh, this can of soda is wonderful.
Come on, Kyle.
No, I really... I got to get on Google now.
Okay, anyone else?
I really can't remember it.
The chat room's giving it away.
Oh, chat room wins one. We'll have a score for the chat room.
Yay.
Chat room won. Mac Defender, yeah. I mean, I put viable inverted commas because it's not particularly, was it? I mean, it's... My mother may have been exposed to it, but that's about it. But is that the point? You know, the more mothers using... That's not coming out right, is it? Yeah. Are the more mothers using Macs this year?
No, I think it's more of, you know, the consumer base, the PC people that have been coming over. I think that's who it's aimed towards, and it did work to enough of an extent that we talked about it. Of course, news has been thin.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's got to be a potential issue for next year as more and more Macs get sold and as it becomes more and more popular. I mean, it still doesn't have the sort of penetration that the Windows platform does, but surely it's only a matter of time before it's seen as a serious target, unfortunately.
Yeah, and I've got at this point to plug someone who's been kind to the network, Graham Cluley, who runs as one of the CTOs at Sophos, and there's a free piece of software, Sophos, you can get. So if you're a Mac user, go and get it for free of charge, and you haven't got to worry about it. The only problem you've got is that not all of the viruses get scraped out manually, so or automatically. You've got to go and do it manually, which I'm having trouble with at the moment in my Time Machine backup, but apparently it's a known problem. There you go. Will, your pick, mate.
Number 14.
Number 14. That's gone.
Mac Defender.
Come on, dude. Pick another one.
Oh. Number 6.
Number 6. Which band finally gave in to iTunes and digital downloads in January of this year?
Would it be the Beatles, would it be?
No, it wouldn't.
No.
This is like QI.
It's a trick one.
If he was QI, he'd be going J behind me back.
Led Zeppelin.
No. Led Zeppelin. No, Swagger, no.
AC/DC.
No.
Metallica.
No.
Dexy's Midnight Runners.
Dexy's Midnight Runners.
Boingo, boingo.
Hang on.
Oh, you're useless. I would have got... I got this one right.
Sonny and Cher.
Off the skit.
Pink Floyd.
Oh, crap.
Ah, see, you knew it. There you go.
Yeah, I knew it.
Bucks Fizz, says the chat room. Bucks Fizz and Chaz and Dave.
Cliff Richard.
Oh, bad luck. Andy, finish us off, mate, for round one.
Number one.
No, it's Andy Mac. Dr. Happy Mac, sorry.
I'll go with number one then.
In January 2011, Apple released its Mac App Store. One of the best-selling pieces of software was Aperture 3 initially. How much did it retail for?
99 cents.
£44.
I'll give you that. It's $44.99.
Yay!
Mm. There we go. Well done. Brilliant. Superb. So at the end of round one, no one did particularly well apart from the chat room. But a good year was had. Don, question.
9.
Question 9. According to Steve Jobs' bio, who did Jobs and Kotke go and visit in India? Was it Guru Jai Uttal Krishna Das, Guru Kanu Kacha Dubba Deka Bas, Guru Sri Neeb Karoli Baba, or Guri Do Pinta Lager Hindi Pakita Chiplis?
Can you read them again, please?
Guru Jai Uttal Krishna Das, Guru Kanu Kacha Dubba Deka Bas.
You're right, yeah.
Guru Sri Neeb Karoli Baba, or Guru Do Pinta Lager Hindi Parkita Chiplis.
I would probably go with number one.
No, it's number three.
Number three. Ah. I saw the choice of two, didn't I?
Guru Sri Neeb Karoli Baba. I didn't offer that one out anyway, did I? Sorry.
You didn't. I knew that answer as well.
Did you know that? Are you being honest, Green?
Yeah, absolutely.
For once.
I read the book and they His short name was Babber.
Right. Okay, I'll give you a point then. There you go.
Oh, thank you.
Judge's bonus point. I mean, what was the book like for everyone? Because we must have finished it by now, surely.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
I liked it. I agree with people who said it was a little bit thin. But in terms of like the first biography of any substance whatsoever to receive from Steve Jobs, it was a good first effort.
But he's talking about
it comes 5 years from now.
I can say he's talking about another one, isn't he? No.
Yeah.
Because he's got a ton of material left, so.
Well, not even necessarily his, but what 5 years from now, when more people are willing to talk and other journalists and other writers can bring different kinds of perspective to it, its biggest criticism was that it wasn't written with a real understanding of what the tech world is like and how a company like Apple operates. It was more of a personal biography, more of an anecdote fueled biography than a real appraisal of a guy's life or what he did for the company. So we'll see more stuff in the future, but in terms of money, it's a wonderful book.
I mean, he came out a bit of an arsehole in it, didn't he?
Well, no more than anyone sort of expected.
Everybody knew.
There's no big surprises in there. I mean, it wasn't the book I was expecting to, or it wasn't the book I wanted to read. You know, as Andy said, I think it was a little bit thin, and I probably wanted, and I don't think it was aimed at the tech audience. I think it was more of a book about the guy and, aimed mainly at people who didn't really know any of the backstories. Whereas, you know, a lot of the stuff wasn't new and the bits that were new were pretty thin on the ground and didn't really go very much in depth. So it wasn't the book I hoped it would be. I still enjoyed reading it, but...
You wanted a fairy tale.
No, far from it. No, far from it. I just wanted more in depth and more of the business side of things to understand how that all worked. But again, I suppose in hindsight, it would be difficult for them to actually release a book that spelled out all the Apple secrets because you know Apple's still a going concern. They still need to keep some of the proprietary stuff and some of the thinking that they have and you know how they actually put these products together to themselves. They can't really release that information yet. So you know all that was left really to tell was his life story and some of the other stuff sort of behind the scenes, but not in too much depth.
Steve Jobs by the Brothers Grimm. Go on, sorry mate.
I was going to say, have you noticed that the Apple TV rumors I've only really started to circulate since the sort of pre-release of the book.
So, Carl, you were ahead of your time there.
Appreciate it.
You called it before the book. Well done, mate. Andrew, you were going to say something. DHM.
Oh, I was just going to say that there wasn't, you know, in terms of depth of things, it was not, you know, the Icon book came out a few years ago, and it really, you know, it was about as skippy read as that, I thought. You know, a lot of the stuff that was in the second half of the book was, well, in fact, in the first half was you know stuff that was already in Icon.
Hmm. Cool. Andy, your question.
Two.
On January the 22nd, Gail Davis downloaded the 10 billionth app from the App Store. What was the value of the iTunes gift card that Apple gave her for doing it?
I think it was $10,000.
Oh, Mr. Inatco finally scores on the board. Well done, mate. Superb. 10 billion.
It was Paper Glider, wasn't it, by Neon Play.
Oh, mate, bonus point.
Yeah, a lovely app development company based in my hometown of Cirencester.
Oh, you see, insider knowledge. You got the bonus point there because you clearly couldn't have Googled it that fast.
No, the office is just down the road from me.
Well, maybe I'll take that off then. There we go. No, you're not having that now.
That's like on the game show where like there's a secret contestant and you met him in the hotel lobby accidentally. You have to disavow yourself before that part of the game.
Yeah, insider trading, DHM, that's bad luck. Kyle, yours?
11.
11. In 2011, Apple became the largest, one of the easy ones, became the largest company in the US for the first time. What company did they briefly take the title from?
Actually, no, I don't remember. I don't know this.
Oh, bonus point then.
What? Wendy's.
Wendy's. No? Chat room's already
I really
got
don't
it.
Know.
Exxon.
Chat room's got it, though. You've already, you lose. That's a point to the chat room. They're faster than you guys. They're currently joint leaders, by the way.
Look at the pretty poor we're individuals.
Yeah, crowdsourcing.
Crowdsourcing competitions. There's a website there, I'm sure. I mean, are Apple really that valuable, though?
Nah.
I mean, they've got a lot of money in the bank. You've got to say, yeah. 80 billion sat in the bank or whatever it is.
It's all dollars. doesn't really mean much anymore.
What's the current exchange rate? I got it about 1.6. Is that right? Or
I don't know. Over here, it's 43 pesos to the dollar.
Mind you, the 500 million down now, aren't they? Because they've just bought that SSD company.
Yeah.
That was this week.
I mean, what? Are they going to really make their own?
They have to refill that change jar.
Yeah. Yes, that's lunch for the executive board. I mean, is that a good purchase for them, though? Are they really going to start making their own drives, or are they just going to be autonomous still and do all the hard work, and Apple are just going to get a preferential deal? Or,
well, I don't know. But I believe that the company are quite big in sort of looking at the technology of SSDs, not so much the manufacture of them, but the technology behind it. And sort of they have some expertise in making these SSDs last longer. You know, because you've got this issue of SSDs.
The writes.
You know, the read writes, et cetera, can actually screw them up and lose capacity. And they have some secret source that might get around some of those problems. So they might have just bought it for the technology and the people that they will then sort of, you know, farm out to the people that manufacture the devices for them. So I don't think they're getting into the manufacturing side of it. Although you never know, they might do. It might be more cost effective for them.
They might have just bought them just because it's easier now just to buy companies instead of sue them.
I don't think so. Not in this case. I mean, are SSDs notoriously glitchy or anything? Because, I mean, I've never had an SSD until this year, and I bought one for the MacBook Pro. And about 4 months in, it suddenly just stopped working. I reformatted it, it was all fine. And it's been running fine for about the last sort of 7 months. But it just stopped, and that was it. Fortunately, I backed all my data up. But
I think they are getting better. I mean, the first SSD drive I had was a Crucial drive, and that went belly up on me, and I got a replacement, and the second one went belly up. The third one I've had seems to be fine, but I mean, that was like 2 years ago, the first one. So I think they're getting better over time. It's obviously the way, you know, it's the future, really. It's the way drive's going to go.
Chat room's got the dollar currently running at 3p. So I don't know if that's true, but
possibly not.
About that. Will, your number?
7. Have we had 7 yet?
No. In November, Robert Iger joined Apple's board. From which company did he come?
I know. Misa.
Go on, Greedy.
Oh, I'm just thinking.
You're not renowned for your news knowledge, but you have got a point.
Robert Iger.
Bob Iger. Came from...
He was in the book as well.
He's waiting for the chat room to answer.
No, I'm not. I'm not looking. I'll tell you what, I was looking at the chat room. I'm going to put it away. Go on. So Bob Iger came
from... Bob Iger came from which company?
Yeah, in what date?
November.
This year.
This year. Yeah, IGER, if you want to Google it. Nah, too long. Don?
Disney,
good man. Bonus point. He's on the board, finally. The knives were put away, and Disney let him in. And he had to buy his own shares. I think he bought his own shares, Andy, the last time you were on the show, wasn't he?
Yeah.
You commented.
Mm-hmm.
80,000.
Yeah, I was commenting. That was the standout statistic, that now he owns over $80,000 worth of Apple stock.
They gave him 80,000. He bought a million of his own.
Yeah.
Our chat room's put down McDonald's, Google, and KFC. I don't know where KFC comes into it. Kentucky Fried Directors. Right, Dr. Happy Mac, yours.
5.
Number 5. What issue did Apple promise to fix on January the 3rd of this year? Tuffy.
January the 3rd.
Tuffy.
Was it the 12 Days of Christmas app wasn't downloading things properly?
No, it wasn't. Oh. Isn't that next year? Or did they do that last year as well?
Last year.
It's this year. It's January of this year, just gone.
What? No, there was one last year. There was an app.
Well, no, that wasn't the answer anyway. So
wasn't it the answer?
I think I know it.
Go on.
Antenna gate.
No.
Well, did they promise to fix Lion being sucky in the future?
Was it delayed confirmation of in-app store purchases?
No.
Well, because that's ridiculous. That's
no. It was the New Year's alarm bug. Oh. Apparently, once you got over New Year, the alarm didn't work anymore, so people were complaining they got up late and stuff like that.
So the problem that affected things 2 days ago, they're getting right on it.
Yeah, And I would suggest that maybe this year the same issue will occur. Because it's renowned. Don, your number.
Have we had 13 yet?
Oh, no, doubt it. At which trade show were the first Thunderbolt peripherals announced?
Would that be NAB?
Oh, good man. 2 points, yeah. I mean, Thunderbolts... Has Thunderbolt KFC. Died a bit of a death? KFC, that's what it was, yeah. Kentucky Fried Storage.
Yeah, Thunder Chicken.
Thunder Chicken. Has, I mean, is Thunderbolt kind of unimpressed this year?
Oh, we had this conversation last week. Go on, Will.
No, I was just saying, you know.
Andy, I mean, have you been impressed with Thunderbolt, but disappointed, or are you just generally impressed?
It's always been a neutral thing, because if you like to pretend you live in a world in which Thunderbolt doesn't exist, it doesn't exist. You can have just this port on the side of your machine that still just plugs you into a monitor. I'm disappointed that we're not seeing those super fast drives at a competitive price that we were hoping we would see back in the summer when this was first announced. Also, the best tests that I can have right now say that there's a speed advantage, but it's not the sort of ungodly speed advantage we're hoping for. I think that the real cool stuff is going to come along when we really see it more as an expansion bus, more as a drive storage sort of thing. When you have a MacBook Air that you attach one Thunderbolt cable to, and suddenly you have this little tiny harmonica brick that gives you gigabit Ethernet and gives you conventional FireWire and gives you just like everything you'd want on a Mac Pro in terms of ports and expansion. Things like a graphics accelerator that works via Thunderbolt. That would be pretty cool because we're one of the big stories of 2011 is all the speculation about how much longer is Apple going to keep making the Mac Pro. Well, if all the things that were previously exclusively available to the Mac Pro, these really great custom audio cards, this really great custom video cards, if those things can be made as Thunderbolt boxes, suddenly the people who might have been just defaulting to a $3,000 Mac Pro are now going to be thinking, why? Maybe I can actually get by with a MacBook Pro, or maybe if you get by with an iMac, or even for some people a Mac Air, if all they need is this really cool effects box that is only available on a new bus card.
What's the cause of the fact that there's virtually nothing out there of any real value? Is it because Apple are humping people on the licensing, or
I hope they are.
You hope they are. You've got shares.
I was just sorry to interrupt. You know that you've got the two behind you. You've got the bird on the left and the bird on the right behind Andy. If it was a night out, I'd be well upset if I was with the bird on the right.
What?
The one on the right.
Well, they're both gorgeous. I mean, Rosemary Clooney.
Oh, okay, this is an interesting question. Now, the one on the right is Vera Ellen. She's the dancer. The one on the left is Rosemary Clooney. She's the singer. So do you want the somewhat more robust singer, or do you want the more lithe and athletic dancer? I think this is a classic question for any heterosexual male and many homosexual women.
Just to translate, Will, that's Andy says, do you want the skinny one or the fat one? He'll find the other one.
I'm not trying to blow my own trumpet, but
breath control is going to factor in. I don't want to... the spring singer, some aspects of the date might go a little bit better with Rosemary Clooney than with Vera Ellen, who has like explosive power, but because she has to maintain her dancing weight, probably endurance is going to be a problem.
Let me just make a note of that title. Rosemary Clooney's breath control.
I know what you say. I don't know. I'll go for the one on the left.
You want the fat one.
Well, the one on the right is a bit monkeyish, isn't she? Looking at her. There's a slight bit of chimpanzee going on there.
I know Rosemary Clooney's dead. Is Vera Ellen dead yet?
She died a number of years ago, yes.
Yeah, okay. So you carry on, Willie. It's no problem, mate.
I mean, as far as athletics in the bedroom is concerned, if the singer just wants to sort of lie there, it's me. I can make it up for both of us, really.
Yeah, jumping okay. Around,
somersaults, yeah.
There's a much nicer picture of Rosemary for you, mate. Are you still happy?
Well, actually, get a closer look at that hair, because that's not going to be shifting around at all during the
No,
that's not a complaint about your technique. I'm saying that it really is lacquered down pretty well. So I don't know if that's going to look really well.
Hello, welcome to Bagel Tech Inappropriate.
The will of the inflatable women, the better he likes it.
So long as it makes sort of a squeaking noise when he rubs his hand across it, yes.
And here's me thinking that Andy and Natco was going to drop us. Whose question is it? I've got to change the subject quickly.
I think it's mine.
Kyle, sure. Pick a number, dude.
10.
Andy, did you get yours? Because didn't you have 13?
I had 13.
You were 13. It's Andy and Natco. Andy, it's your question.
Was it Mac? It's Andy. Okay.
Okay. The last one I chose was 2, so I'm going to go with 3.
In March 2011, Apple released iOS 4.3. What major improvement to iTunes was introduced in this upgrade?
Access to iCloud?
No. March 2011.
Oh, that's right. I'm
sorry. March. No, sorry. Have another go. Could be my accent.
It would be support for something new. I can't think of it. Forget it.
Anyone?
Support for Zunes?
No, this is probably one of the biggest. I think this is one of the best things of the year.
Hmm. What was the update?
4.3.
Ping.
No, I hope not. I really hope that's not the best thing of the year. Chat room's got it. Robert Street Machine has got it. It's home sharing.
Okay.
Home sharing. I thought home sharing was one of the best things going, mate. I mean, it brought your Apple TV to life. Because before that, Will didn't know how to use it.
Well, I didn't know whether home sharing had been around for a while, but it really makes it. It's brilliant, isn't it?
It's one click now.
Really good.
Exactly, dude.
It's See? Really, really good.
None of this IP stuff, no tagging backwards and forwards. Just, have you got a library? Yep, there you go.
Do you ever worry about if you're watching any sort of inappropriate content on your iPad upstairs or something, and you hit the. What, you know that little triangle button? What's it called?
AirPlay.
Are you? And it streams onto the TV downstairs. Have you ever been worried about that?
have you done that then? Is that when the rocking motion's going on with Rosemary Clooney?
No. That could be really embarrassing, couldn't it? Imagine if your mother-in-law.
Only if you activate the camera as well.
Oh, dear. That would be pretty.
So the mother-in-law's downstairs watching White Christmas, and you activate that, and it has a different ending.
Totally different ending.
The snow definitely comes. Moving on quickly, Kyle. Your number.
I'll stick with 10.
How much free storage space do you receive with an iCloud account?
5.
Yeah, gigabytes. Swagger's on the
gigabytes,
board.
Not megabytes. Gigabytes.
Gigabyte. Right. I'll take 5. Gigabytes. I don't care.
Okay.
A bit stingy.
5K.
5K.
For all of your Apple basic apps.
You'll never need more than that.
Nah. Is that a bit stingy? Or is that okay for a free service?
No, it's stingy. Stingy as hell.
I think it should be 20. Because, I mean, 20 is nothing, isn't it?
I think 50 is a good round number.
Yeah. 50. Well, you can get $2 a month, don't you, for 50?
Well, I figure, 25, I'll be realistic and say 25, 20 or 25 is a good number. 50 would be nice if you bought all their freaking products all year long.
Yeah.
Just saying.
So you should get 20 free or 50 free with or 100 free with a Mac.
Yeah. That's a good idea. Mm-hmm. Take that one, Tim.
Do you get an iCloud account with a silver lining? I'll be here all week.
Yeah.
Alex, bring out your headliner.
Thanks, mate. Will, your number? 1 to 20, dude.
1 to 20, okay.
Don't ask me what's gone.
I'll have a 69 sailor. 17.
17. No, it's already gone.
Oh, 16.
Pick again.
16. In July, Apple released the Golden Master of what?
No, I know that.
This July.
Do what?
It'd be Lion, wouldn't it?
Lion? Will Green got a news question right. Hey! Where were you when Greeny got a question right?
I'm surprised you didn't say Plex.
Hands up, right, if you're a fan of Lion. No, Don, you can you only like Lion because you can make videos about it, dude.
No, I like Lion.
You like Lion, full stop.
Yeah.
Does anyone get the hanging?
I really like some parts of it. Some of the file stuff is really nice. The versioning and stuff is great.
Yeah, no, the versioning stuff is cool. But I mean, does anyone else get like the text hanging problem when you click on a field and it just doesn't type, and then all of a sudden,
I got the hanging problem. Period.
Okay.
Lucky man.
No, I mean, with lion. Let me. Say that.
So Don's a thumbs up. Andy, thumbs up, thumbs down on lion.
I'd say thumbs up, but it's a system update. It's not like you really have a rational choice to say, no, I'm going to stick with the old version as long as I possibly can. It's reasonably stable. It brings a number of features, some of which you'll actually like, some of which you just don't care about, but that's okay. They're not going to bother you as long as you never put the wrong number of fingers on the trackpad and do the wrong thing with them, causing all your windows to suddenly freeze, then disappear, leaving you hanging in the middle of a mystic void in which all is nothing and nothing is making sense to you, at which point you tap the escape key and you're back where you were before. Mm-hmm. So it's not like saying I want to switch from Microsoft Word to Pages. It's more like I'm going to have the same Finder I always had, the same OS I always had. There's just now a number of features that I may or may not be using. So
isn't that the problem, though? They've given you a piece of software that they've not charged you a great deal of money for, exactly, but they've left you with Finder, iCal, Mail's improved a little bit, but Address Book's no better, and all the crap stuff that was there in OS X is still there.
Well, do you really want a revolution with every new release?
I just like it to work. I mean, Finder's broken. Utterly really? Broken. I can't find files that I know the name of.
Well, what I don't like is the way that they've now you really have to spend a little bit of time deciding what features you like or the features you don't care about, and the features where you just have to stop and say, I'm going to go into System Preferences and find the checkbox that says, please make this work the way it did in 10.6. Mm. And one of them is like default Finder views, because I am so used to simply clicking on the title of a column saying, no, I want to see this by name. I want to see this by the date it was added or date it was created. Now, those are kind of like dumb areas. I have to use this special tool pop-up in order to get at that. I'm not sure that I like the aggregated views that the Finder's added, but it's easy enough to turn those off if you don't like them.
Fair enough. DHM, you hate it.
I don't hate it. It's okay. It's just weird. It's the fact that the current Mac operating system is no longer the world's best operating system.
Ouch.
Ooh.
Ouch.
Oh, snap.
Kyle, that's you off the Christmas list from Apple then. Kyle?
What do you say is the greatest operating system?
You always say which is now, yeah, good point.
10.6.
Ubuntu.
Snow Leopard.
Yeah, I like Snow Leopard. I work well with Snow Leopard.
It's coming, but it's not. I mean, Lion will be better than Snow Leopard. It's just not better than Snow Leopard now.
I'll say this. As soon as iCloud is integrated into macOS the same way it's integrated into iOS, that I think will give on a 100-point scale, that will give it another 10 points in my book.
Yeah.
The moment when I don't even have to save something to Dropbox, just the simple fact that I was editing something in Pages means that I can edit it anywhere in the world in Pages. That'll work. Right now it's broken. It's sort of half-baked. Mm. It's not as good as Dropbox. But once they add that, I think that will, for me, profoundly move it into the win column.
Sure. I've been using the IA Writer, which is one of these minimalistic text editors, but it's the first app that I can think of that's actually got full iCloud support, so that you can use it on your Mac and you can save documents and you can save them into the cloud, go to your iPad and pick them up from your iPad. And that way of working is so refreshing. It's such a breeze. I fully agree with Andy. Once they crack that nut, and next year they must roll out documents in the cloud for the Mac, that's going to change. Just going to change the game for them, I think.
Yeah, I was at a couple of different developer conferences, and developers are still a little bit freaked out at the lack of guidance that Apple's been giving them on how to best implement documents in the cloud. There was one really cool hour-long talk that someone gave at one of the Mac Tech conferences explaining all the different ways he managed to destroy every copy of every sample file that his app was creating just by virtue of the fact that there's something that he never had to give a second thought to before iCloud that now is really, really important. So things like if he created an incremental update, he's developing this app. So, of course, occasionally he creates an update for himself. But if he has a file on two or three different devices and they're not all running the same core code, like he's upgraded one but not all of them, suddenly you have the ability for the Mac version to push up a version of the document that the other two can no longer read, but the other two versions of the other two apps don't know they can't read it, so they try to update it as best they can. They wind up corrupting the file. The updated app on the Mac sucks it back down, and now that version can't be read by anybody. So essentially, by simple virtue of the fact that the version control on the apps is not as tight as the developer needed it to be for iCloud, essentially this document that, for all we know, took them like 3 months to write and is like one day away from being finished, has now been absolutely nuked from low orbit and no one can get it back. Mm-hmm. So that's the sort of thing they're dealing with. And Apple's just not doing a good enough job, I'm convinced, saying here is what apps in the cloud really means. Here's everything you really need to lock down tight before you get into this. And here's the degree of help that we're going to give you to try to update your apps.
I think it's telling as well that they haven't released their own apps with this built in. So, they must be struggling from internally to get it right first, because, obviously we're all expecting new iLife and new iWorks any day now. But I think I would imagine that's the big hurdle they've got to get across, really, is documents in the cloud for all their apps.
It does point to how... It does point to how important all these iOS...
It's Greeny. Just keep talking, Andy. Don't ever stop for Greeny. Jesus.
All I'm saying is it's become more and more important that I have apps that I can use on my iPad as well as on my desktop. Because for years, my favorite app was Scrivener. And you just couldn't bust me out of that with the National Guard behind your back. Now I've kind of switched to Pages only because... I still use Dropbox as the intermediary, but I don't have to transmogrify the file from one format to the other. I'm glad that Scrivener, they just announced last week, Literature and Latte, the company that makes it, that now that they've finished writing their Windows version of it, they're moving on to creating an iOS version of it, which means that this time next year, hopefully I'll switch probably back from Pages back into Scrivener. But it's so complicated to try to have a serious app these days because you have to support it with so many technologies and so many devices. I have nothing but pity for developers, even more than I used to have.
Greeny, are you downloading porn, mate? Because you're very, very blocky.
I was noticing that. I think Don gave Will his internet connection from last week.
I've got nothing open except Skype and the website.
Will hasn't got an inside toilet, so we're expecting a bit much. According to this, we've got we've only got a few questions left. Number 12, number 15, number 18, 19, and 20. So someone hasn't answered a question. I've missed someone out.
Me.
He missed you out. Sorry, DHM. What's your question number?
What was the list again?
12, 15, 18, 19, 20.
12's good.
So according to a report in February, how many apps did the average iPhone user have? Was it 8, 48, 88, or 108?
Eight.
I thought you'd crashed then, mate. Sorry. The average number of apps for an iPhone user was not 8. No, anyone else?
48.
No.
I'm third one.
Mark Shepherd in the chat room, 108. There we go. Really? Well done, Mark. It's the first time he typed.
How many of those are free?
Probably most, yeah. That's a good point. Well, they certainly are. You've got over 108 free applications on your phone, I'm sure.
No. It's 107, dude.
Oh, right. Sorry, man. 108 applications. That is phenomenal.
I don't have anyone
actually
on mine.
Has anyone actually totaled up roughly how much they spent on apps?
There's a couple of applications you can get that will go through and see how much you've spent, and it's horrific.
It is. It's a couple of hundred quid here and there.
It's horrific to actually think that there's application to find out how much I've actually spent.
That app costs $19.
That would triple Kyle's purchases. CyberPaul says he's got 248 applications. MattBits, 148. Storm Gorelli says he's got 108 as well, but 106 of them are stick-based games. Stick that, Greeny. There we go.
Whatever happened to those web apps that Jobs was banging on about when it launched?
Well, they go for porn, weren't they? So Playboy had to become a web app.
There are some. I mean, if you go to the Twitter mobile site, that's quite a good implementation of a mobile web app that you can use instead of the Twitter client. Looks just the same as the Twitter client. There are a couple around.
You can get Daily Motion's good for your old adult videos on the iPhone.
Okay, Andrew. Thank you. Have you been back to see that woman yet?
Daily Motion.
Oh, don't start.
All right. Don said, your question, 15, 18, 19, 20.
20.
In September, Apple began its campaign in Germany against Samsung, but which product did it put in its sights first?
Was it the Tab?
Yeah, you need to be more specific, mate.
Galaxy Tab?
Keep going.
Samsung Galaxy Tab 10-inch.
Keep going. No, not the 10-inch.
7-inch.
Bad luck. You can't have another go. Just elimination.
Ah, I know what it is.
Go on.
It's the Samsung Galaxy S or the Galaxy S?
No,
the
he got phone. It. He got it right by eliminating everything else in the product line. It's the Galaxy Tab 7.7.
Oh, okay. Well, crap.
Why? Oh, that's a bit. I got there in the end.
He was off by less than one.
That's true.
Yeah. Crap.
Why sue the 7.7 was a piece of dirt. I had a play with the 7 and it was crap. It was the worst tablet on the market by a long stretch. I couldn't see anything that was copied.
Yeah. Oh, I agree. And not only was it not as good, but it was just as expensive as the iPad.
Yeah.
That's not a winning strategy. Yeah.
I mean, the 10 was a piss take. The 10 was sue me, but not the 7. Never mind. Andy, your question. 15, 18, 19.
Let's go with 19.
19. In August, Tim Cook was awarded 1 million shares on the proviso he stayed until when?
Was 20 years, wasn't it? So I'm going to say 2031.
Oh, no. Bad luck. Anyone else?
2032.
Chat room says last week.
2033.
No. 2021. 10 years.
Oh, okay.
Just the 10 years. A million shares at $300 a share. 360 or whatever it is. 380.
Yeah, now that I think of it, I'm not sure that they'd ask him to stay until he was in his mid-70s.
I want a hell of a lot more than 10 years.
They would have at least asked for an eye test at 65.
Yeah.
and by the way, did I say that a Mac Pro has Nubus slots? If I did, I'm sorry. I do know it's a PCI-based system. Sorry.
we'll let you off, mate. This is Bagel Tech. Technical accuracy has never been a feature.
God bless your Christmas spirit.
Absolutely. Ho, ho, ho.
I've been thinking about that for the past. Did I say Nubus? Sorry. It's like, I guess it was because I was talking about like SCSI for so long earlier today.
I've only got two questions left and three people.
Split one question.
I've cocked up somewhere.
No, no, no. It's also Hanukkah. And the miracle is that these two questions lasted for three guests.
Oh, excellent. Yes. Kyle, 15 or 18?
18.
18. What app did Apple vote as the best app of the year?
Apple voted the best.
Mr. Cutter.
Angry Birds.
No.
Instagram.
Instagram, Andy jumped in.
Really?
2 points to Inatco. Very good.
Instagram sucks.
Oh, there we go. Instagram sucks. I just sort of like to point out that the chat room's in the lead here with 4 points. Watch out. Will, last question. Sorry, Andy. Which Apple store was daubed in Windows symbols prior to opening this year?
I was hoping we'd move on to the sports round. Is that not going to come?
No, come on, mate. Which Apple store was daubed with Windows symbols prior to its opening this year?
I've no idea.
Is it Frankfurt?
No.
Somewhere in Europe.
Well done.
Paris.
No, it's Hamburg.
Oh.
The Hamburg was daubed by some pranksters and it lasted 24 hours and then they took it all down. So, yeah. We've got three people on 2 points. Don, Andy and Will. And, oh, four, sorry, Andy. I can't believe that Will Green is joint leader. I had you as the blob, mate, definitely.
Oh, that's nice. Thank you very much.
Happy Christmas. It's all right. No. So, Don, Andy and Dr. Appy Mac and Will, you've got a tiebreaker, and the tiebreaker question is, what percentage of the tablet market did Apple hold in January 2011? Write it down on a piece of paper and show it. There you go.
What? Pen?
I've got a pen? Chat room won, though. Chat room's got 5. Yeah, I agree. I had a mouse click then. It's cheating.
I'm gonna say 78. Can I do
that? 78 for Will. 78 for Dr. Appy Mac. 98 for Don and Andy.
81.
286 for Kyle. No, it was 87. So Andy's the nearest. Andy's the winner. Mr. Inatco, hey. You can have a choice, mate, crazy. Of a free license for Camtasia 2 or a free license for Snagit.
Camtasia 2, please.
Camtasia 2. It's on its way to you.
Fix. This is a oh, fix, this is. This is a bit old.
What I kind of a so badger game are you people running here?
Greeny, I know. Greeny's upset because he never envisaged he'd get close. And he's had a sniff. He's just had a sniff of victory, and it's got to his nostrils.
I know what's been going on. I know. Getting behind our backs, sharing the answers. I bet Andy Robo sneezed. No.
There's been no fixing. Will, how dare you?
Will sounds like he's on old British BBC radio.
You do, mate. That sounds awful. Let me do UK 2. They've supported us all this year, and you've supported them, which is the most important thing because, you know, they're a business, and they support us on the basis that they're advertising and you guys are going to buy their product. So you have. You've bought it by the bucket load. They are so chuffed with being with us that I think they're going to extend for another year. I need to talk to them in January, but they're going to keep us going for another year. Bagel Tech is supported by UK 2. Unless you support UK 2, we go out of transmission. We just can't afford the bandwidth. So please keep supporting UK2 in the forthcoming year. You still get 15% off by using the offer code BagelTech, and you still don't pay the DNS management charge by using BagelDNS. You can use both of those. Use the clicks on our website, bageltechnews.com. But please support BagelTech by supporting UK2. We love you, they love you, and thank you to all of the people that have bought from UK2 because it's made an enormous difference to our lives this year. Superb. Thank you very much. Right then, highs and lows of 2011 for Apple. I thought we'd pass on the obvious one because obviously Steve Jobs dying is a huge negative. So that goes without saying. So have you got a high and a low, Don, for Apple?
Okay, well, my high is probably the introduction of the MacBook Air, the latest generation MacBook Air.
Good one.
With the backlit display because I got one of the, I had the original MacBook Air and I loved it, even though it wasn't a very fast machine. I liked the form factor. And then the second one came out and they left off the backlit display. And even though it was a super machine and very fast, I was just amazed how much I missed the backlit display. And then they've reintroduced it now with the latest generation. So that was my, one of the high points for me. I can get back my backlit display back on my MacBook Air.
Andy, your high point?
I would have agreed with the MacBook Air. 11 inches, just the difference between the Airs when they first were when the first Air was released and the new one is just revolutionary. The fact that the cheapest mobile Mac you can buy today is a really cool, super slim 11-inch Air is awesome. But I would choose as a second probably Adobe deciding to fold. And agreeing that, okay, we agree, Steve, you were right.
Flash sucks.
Flash does not belong on a mobile device. You were right. We were wrong. We promised to stop supporting the single most prevalent streaming web technology of the past 2 or 3 years. Negative, I'll give it a group award to all of the stupid, petty little lawsuits that Apple's been filing in 2011 that didn't seem to be around earlier. I think it was kind of okay when they were saying, look, the Samsung phone, it looks like an iPhone. You've created the software to make it behave a little bit like an iPhone. You need to change that. But now that they're saying that if you automatically detect that a phone number is a phone number and let somebody dial it just by tapping on it, I'm sorry, you're infringing on a property. This is not the breakfast of champions. This is the breakfast of a number three or number four company who really wants to defend its turf. That's no good.
Don, you didn't do a negative. What's your negative?
And also, I was saying backlit display, and no one corrected me. It was actually backlit keyboard.
Keyboard, yeah.
Do apologize.
Oh, hey, no one mentioned my new bus quip. I guess we're all eager to like start hitting the eggnog at the Bagel Tech.
It's a cold medication.
Yeah, absolutely.
So. All right, my low point was probably the launch of iCloud, but not the launch of iCloud itself. The fact that they didn't actually bring documents in the cloud to the Mac. I thought that was really took the shine off the whole iCloud thing, and it was such a disappointment that they weren't able to actually bring that in at the same time. Something to look forward to for next year, but it was a definite sort of slap to the head, really, thinking, why haven't they got documents in the cloud for the Mac? So that was a bit of a low point for me.
Paul in the chat room saying his brother's got an 11-inch Air with a 500 gig SSD. That's probably got to be more expensive than my frigging car. By some distance. Kyle, you're high and low.
High point, definitely Siri.
Really?
Point's definitely Siri.
Do you know that?
To me, it's what?
Siri was number four in Tech Radar's letdowns of the year.
Nah.
Really?
Yeah.
Nah, I disagree. I think Siri is the way forward. I think Siri has a lot of bugs in her right now. We'll clean her out. We'll get her working. I think it's the wave of the future for Apple. That with iCloud. But for some reason, I like the whole thing where Siri's going, what we'll see in 2012. That's the high point for me. The low point is all the hype of an iPhone 5, and it was canned.
You really wanted the 5?
No, I didn't really want the 5. I really firmly believe we should have had a 5.
Yeah, okay.
Well, you did. Apple just didn't call it.
They just called it a 4S, yeah.
Yeah.
Mike Phillips in the chat room saying, my negative was that I wasted $1,400 on a 13-inch MacBook Air, dumbest purchase of the year. You need to tell us why that's the dumbest purchase of the year. It's only the size, then. Mm. Will, your high and low.
The high, only a recent one, Music Match. I'm absolutely loving it. Brilliant.
iTunes Match?
Yeah.
Didn't Music Match run a crappy piece of...
Oh, yeah, they did, didn't they?
It was, syncing software.
Yeah. They did. I suppose the whole thing's coming together with iTunes Match, and if you've got an Apple TV that, because of the matchy, cloudy job, you can watch your TV shows on your and listen to your music on your Apple TV, and coupled with the home sharing and everything else, it's really coming together. So I suppose maybe maybe not just one thing, but the sort of whole concept that's really come together in 2011. Brilliant.
Mm. And your negative?
Negative is I'm a bit disappointed with the not the guy who took over from Steve, but I want to see Johnny Ive on stage. That's what I want to see. Johnny Ive in stage 2012.
I can't. That's Pretty never much. Gonna happen, mate. Johnny Ive, he's never gonna be the front man. He doesn't even do much. He's never done anything on the live stage.
Well, I don't know. We need somebody with charisma to step up there, because old Fatty Phil and the other guy, they're just not doing it for me.
Mm. Yeah, that's kind of embarrassing, the announcements they were doing a few months ago at the iPhone event. That was like, that's like.
I think you've got to look at the exact timing though as well, Andy, to know that Steve Jobs was probably going to peg it in the next 2 days.
Yeah, okay, that's a good point.
We'll give him a bit of slack on that one. One's Tut, yeah, I'm with you. Absolutely. DHM, high and low.
High point of the year was, it was a bit tough. I did have a few lined up. It was either going to be the watch faces or cards.
On the Nano?
Mm.
Cards.
Cards, which is taking the world by storm.
High point?
Cards, high point, Jesus.
My gran loves them.
Right, and the down, the low?
The high point was iOS 5, which proves that Apple can do an operating system really, really well if they put all their best engineers on it.
Mm.
Yeah, it's brilliant. I mean, it's a really, really solid operating system by any definition. Top marks.
Excellent.
Except for the battery.
And your low point was cards?
Probably cards, yeah.
That's a good man, finally. Some sense. My high point was home sharing. I thought that was awesome, because that just made it all so easy to push stuff around and share stuff between your Macs and your Apple TV and all that kind of stuff. It made it a one-click operation. But my low point, and I don't know if you guys are going to agree with me on this or not, was the advertising for Apple. I think the advertising stinks at the moment. They were renowned for cutting edge, really witty, really, you know, really good advertising that really made you think and you know, put the snoot at people that they didn't go. And now they're just mainstream dross. And the Christmas advert for Santa, what a pile of cack. I'm sorry. That is just middle of the road, middle-aged pants. Advertising is crap for Apple at the moment, and they're going to they're going to lose their advantage if they don't get back to the kicking edge stuff, definitely. Agree, no?
I think it's gotten a little bit more, somewhere between self-confident and smug.
Yeah.
Because now all they're like, isn't it wonderful that we created the iPad that children learn from and biologists train dolphins with using the iPad? We're Apple.
Absolutely.
We deserve your money.
But I did say, I remember saying at the beginning of a long time ago, earlier in the year, that I'd read an article that said that the first indicator of slippage in post-Jobs Apple would be the advertising, because it's the shortest term thing that they possess.
Mm.
And it's the easiest thing for the sort of B grade or second rank executives to f*** up. Sorry.
Oh, dear. I'll be advertising. there's my Christmas gone then.
Yeah. Merry Christmas. So,
yeah, it's interesting that, you know, I thought that at the time. I thought that makes a lot of sense. And, yeah, you know, it's the first thing that the mid-grade people can get their hands on. And it's, you know, without Jobs going, no, this is absolute toot. We're going to do this ad.
Well, having said that, though, I think it's been crap all year. Since they dropped Mac versus PC, it's not been good. Not been good at all. We've got a competition. We're going to give away a 1 terabyte drive in a second. And then thanks to TechSmith, and I know Betsy's in the chat room. Thank you, Betsy. You've done a fantastic job, Linus. And she's also sponsoring the Bash as well this year. So TechSmith is sponsoring the Bash, which will be fantastic. We're going to give away a copy of Camtasia and a copy of Snagit as well. So here we go. My son's bingo machine. Oh, crap. It's
wow.
I've dropped them everywhere.
Oh no!
That's supposed to be the point. If it all stays inside. Yeah.
Hang on. Three have gone in my coffee cup, so those are the winners.
Oh, no.
Here we go.
Three are out of control.
Three have gone in the coffee cup.
We knew it was just a matter of time before you lost your marbles.
The winner of the 2.5 1 terabyte drive, which is probably worth its weight in gold now, given the current prices of it, is Michael Jordan, number 23. And that's Darren Griffin. Well done, Darren. You've won that. Camtasia 2, the winner of that one, thanks to TechSmith, is number 15. And that's Mike Bright of Bright Photos. Good lad. And the winner of Snagit is... Where's my glasses? Number 8, which is Alex Heels. Alex Heels has won a copy of Snagit.
You, and will you pull another number out and I'll give them a set of promo codes for my applications as well. So oh. six apps there.
Hang on.
Ooh, bundle deal.
Hang on. One, bundle deal. One landed on the floor.
There's the bundle.
Oh, there we go. The one that landed on the floor, that Don's going to give you a copy of 31, which is Gregor Finley. That, cool. That photo guy, Gregor Finley. He's won a what, Don?
Well, I'll give him a copy of all the SEO tutor applications for the Mac and the iPad. So
we'll check if he hasn't bought it already, though.
Well, he can give the code to somebody else as a Christmas present if he knows someone who's got a new iPad or a Mac.
Oh, thanks, mate. Really kind of you. No cheers. Has anyone, do you want to do a pick of the week or do you want to just finish it there?
Nah, finish it.
Finish it there.
Right,
okay.
It's Christmas Eve and stuff and things to whiz on and things and I've got to get on with the
absolutely
the family.
Yeah, more humbug there, Andy. Humbug.
Yeah. as my Glaswegian cousin used to say, time is running short and I kinda linger, so I've got to go.
Right, moving on quickly before Will picks that one up. I was only going to pick stick cricket anyway and upset Will. So, Don, where can we get a hold of you, mate?
Screencastonline.com, or you can find me over on the Twitter as Don McAllister.
Thanks, pal. And thanks for all your support this year. It's been kind of you to come on the show waste a Friday afternoon with us.
It's been good.
Good, man. Andy, big thank you, mate. You've come on once a month for us most of the time. And thank you ever so much for joining with the happy family. Where can everyone get a hold of you, mate?
You can go to suntimes.com. That's where I write for the Chicago Sun-Times. If you can spell my last name, I'm Anotko on Twitter or my blog at anotko.com. If you can't spell my last name, just try cwob.com for the Celestial Waste of Bandwidth.
Great.
I'll take you to both of those things.
We'll see you back in January.
Yes, please.
Yes, please. No, you can come on as often as you want, mate. You don't have to wait a month if you want to come on sooner. Apparently, beer bum in the chat room is Gregor Finley, and he hasn't bought it already, Don. So there you go. Oh. Well done. Kyle, where can we get hold of you, mate?
Just on Twitter at Kyle Swagger or kyleswagger.com.
Thanks, mate. And Greeny?
Well, if you can't spell my last name, it's Will at... it's britishmac.com.
Britishmac.com. Thanks, mate. Did you publish our interview the other night?
I'm editing it.
I'm not surprised, mate. surprised.
A little bit of editing, but it's coming together. It'll be out, the next British Mac will be out tomorrow, Christmas Eve. A real good one.
There's no swearing in it, just a pile of crap being talked. And with drink added. And last but my name is least, Mr. Happy Mac, how the devil are you? Where can we get you?
We're starting the show then.
No, where are you? Where can we get you?
At Dr. Happy Mac on the Twitters. That's the chap. www.drhappymac.co.uk.
Excellent.
Dr. Happy Grinch.
We'll be back. Do you want to get together next week or do you want to give it a break? New Year.
I'd want to be here next week.
You don't? You do?
Oh,
No, I would, but I want to be here.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll do it in the new year then. So we'll get together again first Friday in the new year, and we'll do a Bagel Tech Mac then. Until then, thanks ever so much, and thank you for a huge year. And I'd like to thank Dave Potter at Main Plus on Twitter, because he's done Santa's advent calendar for us on the website this year, and he's done a fantastic job. Cheers. Thanks ever so much, mate. And if you click on them, it tells you all the things that Santa's picked this year as his crap for Christmas. And lots of other people. Sarah doing the website, Russ for writing the music for F1, and Carl for doing all the bookings, because that has been a real benefit. Thank you ever so much, Carl. And loads of people and everyone that's come on the shows, thank you so much for your patronage and support for the network, because if we had to pay you, then I couldn't afford it. Simple as that. We'll see you next year. Have a great Christmas and a great new year, and we'll see you then. Thanks.
Hip hip.
Bye. I'm going to have to edit the music of it now, aren't I?
No.
There go the profits for the year.